Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is Monday, May 8th, 2017. I can't believe we finished a week in May already, but all I could see was this summit we were going to have last week from Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And I really thought about something yesterday of all it took to put this summit together, what every single person did. Everybody that was there contributed to this summit in not a little way, in a huge way. And the one thing that was missing in that summit was judgment. That was the one thing that was missing. For 3 days, we got to live in a world that really was fueled by love and by understanding and caring and listening and hearing. It was how I want our world to be. And I know it can be, because if we can have that, it can happen. And it happened. And it's still happening to me. The energy's still there. And yesterday when I went back to the scene of the summit, and they had the church service there, and we had, you know, some of the kids, which all showed up late, but I sat with everyone who came to the summit in the church instead of with the kids yesterday. And it's amazing that while we were even there, the people at the church were still talking about it and saying, you know, you got to come next year, and, you know, we want you back next year. And the energy of that room, the energy of the church grounds, the campus grounds, while you guys were here. And I just couldn't, I was still in it. I couldn't come out of it, and I probably never will. I was so overwhelmed with love, with caring, the conversations we all got to have. We spent 12 hours a day with each other for 3 days, and honest to God, it didn't feel like enough time. If my brain didn't need to sleep, but it was just the most amazing feeling. It was everything I knew life could be, and I can't even take it in. And yesterday, it's funny, I still had, you know, running around to do after, obviously, I went to church afterwards, and then, you know, we had to clean up and take care of all of the loose ends and debrief about the summit. And when I got home, I was sitting in the car, and I have it downstairs, and I have to go up an elevator and get home. And I was in my car, and I fell asleep in my car before I could even get out of the car and get up to my apartment. It was crazy. And then I thought, but I still have to wake up, and I still have to get out of the car. And I could hear myself saying this, but it couldn't matter enough to get me out of that car. And so I thought, wow, what would it be like to live in a world, because it's possible we could all decide somewhere, somehow, that we start living that way and have it spread just like anything else that spreads. There was somebody who had a quote out. It was running around Facebook, and it said, what if we scheduled a war and nobody showed up? And I thought, wow, that's a great idea. Whoever thought of that, that's so cool. And nobody showed up. For the last three radio shows, Thursday, Friday, I think it was Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Eliana from New Jersey was here filming me while I was doing the show, and I didn't think I could do it. I could handle it. But she did. And the crazy part about that was I got used to that company. So today's the first day I did it without you. So I want you to know that I miss you. And thank you for doing that. I don't even know what it would feel like to see the footage of that. But she took so much film. She did such a great job. And she unified everyone just with her energy and taking charge of that part of the entire summit and more. And I can't even get over how I feel about Eliana yet. It's just ridiculous. And it's crazy because we lived in a world that exists and can be because we just witnessed it. It made me believe even more of how little judgments do for us. And I have to say that when we judge, we also say there's a day of judgment. And I remember Christ telling me, and I've long forgotten because Christ tells me so much, unless something comes up, then that file just stays there in my head. But telling me that judgments erase positive energy. So he said, what is this about the day of judgment? That one day that the horn is blown and everyone's judged and there's decisions of whether or not they go to heaven or hell. And when he told me that wasn't true, I saw why this weekend. Because I found out in real life, not in theory, not in talking, in real life, that when people are loved and people are cared for, that people will love and people will care for everyone around them. And when one of us will fall, everyone will pick them up. In the beginning, people will tell you who they are, and they're used to this world. But there's a greater love, a greater understanding, a greater acceptance, and we have it in us. When we are treated like we have it in us, we may not even know we have it, but judgments erase positive energy. All I could think of is like a big towel and a fogged up window, and then you clean the window with that towel and all of a sudden you can see out of it and you see this whole world that exists that you couldn't see because the window was just fogged up. We really need to pay attention to paying attention to what the potential is in us and in others. I mean, do you notice that when you're nice to someone or you respect someone, they're nice back. They respect you back. They don't want anything from you. They don't try to do anything to hurt you. If anything, it'd be like, oh, I'm never going to hurt that person. They were good to me. They were good to me. The power of our feelings towards ourselves and others truly creates the quality of life that we get to live in. Judgments that we make about ourselves, then carry those judgments onto other people, is exactly what we will live in. So if today you don't like where your life is at, ask yourself what you could do about that to make that different. Because no one can make it different for you. The only difference that you will ever find in life is the difference that you make in it. respecting our families, respecting our spouses, respecting our partners, respecting our children, respecting the people we work with, can only happen when we have our own self-respect. How is it that judgments are so powerful? And all we think of judgments as maybe a cutting somebody up or judgment day. But God doesn't judge us. He never did and he never will. So many stories that I've had to experience where I wanted to judge somebody because that was the way we were taught to be. That was what we were taught to fear. But God didn't allow it. There were times I wanted to do something and Christ would tell me, let the person do what they need to do. And taught me how much compassion he had even for someone who lied or stole. A lot of times when we want to catch someone in the act of anything, we want to be caught. We want to be seen. We want someone to pay that much attention to us. But if we let that person talk and we let that person say what they think they want to say and what they want to get away with, that will teach them more than the attack. The attack will keep them in that place, will keep you in that place of power over someone and that person feeling bad about who they are. And then it will remain a cat and mouse game for the end of time. Respect isn't just being nice. Respect is growing to a point of understanding. Of understanding that when we come from love, there will be love. And it's easier to come from love than any other emotion we have that we lay down and that we try to be. You don't ever have to try to be love. What I found out is that we feel that love and then we try to stop ourselves. It's amazing. We try to stop that feeling because it's so overwhelming that we want to change its power. It's crazy. We say, oh my God, I feel way too much. I can't let anyone know how I feel about that. I'll just do this. Or I'll just do that. And you do it instead of the love. And then you wonder why you didn't feel anything. And you wonder why you didn't feel anything. Imagine us feeling anything with something we have avoided for years. And it was easy to avoid because the way life is set up, it's set up for us to avoid love. It's set up for us to not share love. It's set up for us to say, I'm too busy. I can't go out. I've been alone for a week. I like being alone. All the time, that's not even a natural feeling in us because we are meant to work through each other because one of us didn't come here knowing everything. But the other things Christ said about judgment was that it reflects back to personal thoughts of yourself. The minute you judge other people, that's because that's you within yourself. And I see Leah writes, I think Judgment Day was originally just meant to mean that what goes on, what goes around comes around, and it's been misinterpreted and misexplained. I don't know. I'm Muslim, and I got a whole different view of Judgment Day, and I think that people in different religions got a different view of Judgment Day, and some religions don't even talk about it. So it can be and has been maybe misinterpreted and misexplained over and over and over again. But the definition of karma, like what goes around comes around and all of that, and Judgment Day were kind of different different energies, different ways of speaking to us. Because Judgment Day was, if you did this wrong, you are going to pay by going to a heaven or a hell. But what goes around comes around, I think, sounds more like the karmatic thing, karma. I know my son always goes, that's not good karma or something, but I never really took that too seriously, because usually what you came here to do is what you came here to do, whatever we name it. But yeah, it could have been, and in some cases it could have been that, just because that's such a subjective topic. Everyone has a different background to it. That happened to me with religions. Once I saw Christ and I thought, oh my gosh, Christian people must have seen Christ. It happened so easily. And I went to all these churches and I wanted to hear all these things. I met some of the greatest people. And I was sitting back there listening to what I was hearing. And in some places I went, I couldn't feel what I felt when I saw Christ. And other places I went, I felt a lot what I felt when I saw Christ. So it depends on what they're teaching, who's teaching it, why they're teaching it. It was so subjective. I couldn't say this religion was great and that religion wasn't. So I go back to Christ and I say, what's up with all these different religions? And he said, everyone has their own way to God. Let them find it. We all need to find our own trail. That's what it's about. It's not about a right religion and a wrong religion and a good person and a bad person. That's not how God sees you. God sees you as an explorer. You came down to learn. That's why nobody knows everything. That's why people, before they pass and they know they're going to leave and they give up their judgment and they give up their ill will and they give up their negative thoughts, and then they go, wow, I wish I knew this when I was running around. But there was a reason why you didn't know it when you were running around. It's amazing how fluid information is and why. It's also amazing, the depth of love that God has for us, where judgment can't even come into play. The other thing Christ said about judgment is it brings the energy down of everyone involved, the person judging and the person receiving that judgment. Even if that person can't hear you, and you're talking about someone on the side, when you see that person, you're still carrying the energy that you spoke to them about, and that is what will be exchanged with that person. And that person will not trust you, and they will not know why they don't trust you. But they won't be able to jump in with both feet and not look around and think, this kind of feels a little weird, a little funny. Judgments have a huge role. Sometimes I look at people and they may be completely different from me. And then I think, oh, that's how they dress their soul. Oh, that's how they interpret life. That's how they interpret life. There's people that go around and they want to hurt other people and they want to say things and then retract and then come back and then retract. But that has nothing to do with the people they're doing it to. Those people can say, I don't want that in my life, or I want it in my life. Is that a judgment? No, it's a reality. We teach people who we are. We show people who we are. And when we accept who we are, we can accept who they are, even if it means not wanting to participate in the shenanigans or whatever it is they decide they need to feed their own soul. We're just participants, and we have a choice to participate or not. Is it personal? No. That person will display that behavior to anyone who will accept it. Your decision is, do I have it in me to accept it? Do I have time to accept it? do I have the same injury? And I accept it and I start talking back and I want to explain and I want to change the world by changing you. Do you really need to change each person? You wouldn't have the physical time to do so. Because of knowing Christ, because of how busy it's made my life, I have learned something about physical time, and that's why I always say we only have 24 hours in a day. That's it. And what we choose to do with those 24 hours is our choice. And there's different markers in that time of what those 24 hours will bring. But every single hour that we live, every single minute that we live, we have choices in that time to make. I had a choice of making the seminar 8 hours, the summit. But I said, no, if I make it 8 hours and we have a break for lunch, we have a morning and an afternoon and a break for lunch, and we have to leave for lunch and come back for lunch the way normal things like that are, or bring your brown bag lunch, I thought, that's not going to work. I wanted everyone who went to be treated like royalty, because that's how I feel about people. And we had two other speakers. We had Dr. Mihoko and we had Christina Avenis. And Dr. Mihoko talked about the mind, and she's definitely science. And then we had Christina Avenis talk about our food and what that does to our body. And I thought, we need to serve the meals and we need to serve snacks of that food. And you know, we associate, I learned a huge thing because I had a judgment about weight and about what it takes to gain it and what it takes to lose it. But because the food was high alkaline, non-acidic food, I ate more because we were served more than I normally eat in a day, 3 full meals and 2 snacks. It was almost too much food, and I found myself eating more and more, even a dessert after lunch. I mean, we just went for it. And I ended up losing weight. I lost 1 pound just in that first day when I went back the second day. And I'm like, you guys, I lost like 1 pound. I got on the scale because I thought I gained weight and I had lost weight because my judgment of food was that food will make us gain weight. But what I found out was I wasn't eating enough in my life, in my everyday, because my judgment wasn't a proper judgment. I bought into, you eat too much, you gain weight. You don't eat enough, you lose weight. But with me, I ate, but I exercised probably 5 times more than what I ate every day. My body lost the weight. So yesterday, now I'm on my own. We're not in the summit. Nobody's cooking for me. Nobody's feeding me. But I made sure I stayed on that diet yesterday, and a diet meaning just eating real food that maybe were better choices, some of it than what I already made, or maybe some of the same but eating more of it. And I didn't even get to walk yesterday. I was honestly, I couldn't keep my eyes open. It was like I needed to catch up. I needed to rest because it wasn't just the summit. It was the days before it and getting ready and the running around and the people and the energy and the beauty. And my body said, okay, catch up now. And I still lost the weight. So it's not what you do, how you view food. It's what we're eating. And I wanted us to do it for 3 days because I knew that one day wouldn't be enough to convince the judgments that we had. But I knew 3 would. And I knew if we were together for more hours, but those extra times were for us to socialize, for us to eat together, for us to sit together. It created that group into a family. I feel Like every single person there is somebody I took into my heart and can never release. They are there. They're in there and they will be there forever. It's such a beautiful feeling. It overwhelmed me to the point where my eyes would just fill up with tears on and off because I couldn't believe we were able to do this, that we were able to be there by hook or crook, whatever it took. And I have this thing in me that does whatever it takes, and then I think later, oh my God, now I'm going to be strapped and I'm going to be scared. How am I going to take care of this? How am I going to take care of that? But that was never stronger than the love I had and have to see people together. Because I know in my heart that when we are in groups, we can move mountains. Everyone alone, each person alone, can talk about moving mountains. But we have this big judgment about being involved. It's going to take too much time, and it's too hard to do, and it's going to cost too much money, and it's going to cost too much time, and I can't take off of work, and I can't do this, can't do that, can't. And we can can't all we want. But we also can make time. And we also can find a way. And we do when we look. And we do when we join hands. I could never have done this by myself. It would not have happened by myself. There's no way. There's no way that we can try to show people anything. What we can do is do it with people. In any way someone can contribute. And sometimes some of the things you have to ask for, you feel humiliated, you feel vulnerable, you feel scared, you feel like you don't know if it can happen or not, whatever it is. I wanted to have music. We couldn't have music. There was no internet in that room. But thank God. Because once it was all said and done, I loved the fact that we were able to talk to each other. That we had each other. That we got to hear each other's voices and get in line and wait for our dishes. And we all wanted to serve each other in whatever way we can. We're a family. The amount of love it takes to do anything is much less because the energy is so powerful than to feel judgment, to get upset, to feel like you're better than somebody, which you never really feel that, do you? When we think we're better than someone, it's because we are judging ourselves. There's no difference from anyone in that room. In that room, there was no soul more important than another. There was no soul left behind. It was an amazing example of what we are capable of. It was an amazing example of feeling God, not because we looked for God, but because the love was present and God is love. And that's when we feel God. When we're angry and we say, all right, we're angry right now, but let's not destroy each other. Let's not take that road. Let's just say, hey, you know what? We may not be happy right now about something. We may be in disagreement about something. But let's wait until we know the best way to talk about it. That takes more strength than screaming and dumping your things on somebody else. And when you find out you don't have to do that, what a relief! Imagine what a relief it is to not have to hurt another person. To feel better about yourself. Leave judgment behind. My already can't believe it, but I will see you tomorrow. Have a great Monday. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.